When it comes to understanding the future of our economy, dollars, and gold, there's just one man I happen to turn to for straight answers, only one, Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith. Craig, welcome to the Savage Nation. Let's dig into this story.
Michael, it's great to be with you again. Thanks for having me back on the program.
Craig, I see gold prices have held above the $1,000 an ounce level. Does this represent the new normal in response to out-of-control government spending?
Yes, Michael, I think that it does mean a new normal, if you will, because out-of-control government spending has caused the dollar to precipitously drop in value, and now we're seeing that squeezed out in higher gold prices. And of course, just today, gold hit an all-time high of over $1,043, and that was on the news that there are secret meetings being held on behalf of the Saudis, the Russians, the Chinese, talking about over the next 9 years actually abandoning the U.S. dollar. Talks in the past about abandoning the dollar really didn't go very far. But now when you have the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development talking about it, the G7, the G20 talking about it, now that Australia raised interest rates, one of the first G20 countries to do so after this recent downtrend in the market, it's clear that gold prices are going substantially higher. So you bet we have a new normal, Michael. And until our governments stop spending money, until they balance these budgets, you can expect lower dollar values and higher gold prices.
The federal government, Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and Wall Street all seem okay with allowing the U.S. dollar to decline further. So why are you, among others, so critical of a de facto weak dollar policy?
Well, Michael, I think the reason why we're so much against this weak dollar policy is because it doesn't work. You know, the Bush administration, three secretaries of the Treasury said, we maintain a strong dollar policy. The dollar dropped 30% during the Bush administration. It's dropping again now under the Obama administration. And while the weaker dollar policy may be very good for Wall Street, Michael, it's horrible for Main Street. I mean, here you have a home that's dropping in value while your cost of living is increasing. We have to realize that we've got to create jobs in this economy, we have to strengthen the U.S. dollar, and we have to get government spending and deficits under control. If we don't, we will continue to see a long-term devaluation of the U.S. dollar. And that affects every one of the listeners of the Savage Nation. It affects everyone in America. Clearly, our government policy and our Federal Reserve policy is being looked at by our foreign trading partners as ludicrous in its nature.
I see Obama is now taking credit for rescuing the U.S. from a modern Great Depression by dishing out trillions in stimulus and bailouts. But you say that government intervention in the 1930s actually prolonged the Depression by creating higher taxes and inflation. Aren't we going down the same road again today?
We are responding the same way to this crisis, financial crisis, that we did to the crisis during the Great Depression. But the dynamics are different. During the Great Depression, we were a country that produced and saved. We produced products and we saved our money. Today, we are a country that is a consumption-based economy. We consume and we spend and we borrow. And therefore, to use the same playbook that Mr. Bernanke subscribes to get us out of the Great Depression, to get us through where we are today, does not work. It hasn't worked. It won't work, Michael. And that's why no matter how far around the country or world you look, you'll find very few people, if any, that will not suggest that inflation is coming back in a strong way. Now, whether that inflation is coming back in the next 2 years or next 2 months, that's the big question. But there's no doubt that the Federal Reserve has created way too much liquidity, and they cannot mop that liquidity up. That's why you see so much talk about the United States losing its reserve currency status. Traditionally, reserve currencies are for nations that are net creditors and lenders to the world. We're net borrowers and net debtors, for Pete's sakes. We can't keep on this track, Michael. We need a strong dollar policy in America. It's just that simple.
Craig, for nearly a decade, you and I have told Americans that gold is the only real currency that maintains a store of value over time. Over that time, since I've been telling them this, gold prices have tripled. I'm sure many listeners now kick themselves for not listening. But I have to ask, is it ever too late to start putting yourself on a personal gold standard?
Well, Michael, once again, you've been absolutely right when you told people that, because that's exactly what's happened. Our dollar has continued to lose buying power. Gold has tripled in price since you have told people to start buying gold clear back in 2001. And you're not going to see that change. And I think right now we need, as Americans, to put ourselves back on a gold standard. Look, the government and the Federal Reserve is not going to do that. They love the ability to create money out of thin air. We don't have that luxury as people or as citizens of the country, and quite frankly, neither do local governments. They have to balance their budgets. We have a federal government that doesn't believe in balanced budgets. That being said, people need to get on their own gold standard, but they need to understand the problem, Michael. And that's why I wrote a report entitled The Incredible Shrinking Dollar and How to Fight Back. Michael, you being an educated man, know the power of knowledge, that it's important to be educated on the issues. And then once you have the knowledge, then you have the power to be able to take the steps appropriately to protect your family, your life savings, and so on and so forth. So that's why I would love to see your listeners of the Savage Nation read the report, The Incredible Shrinking Dollar and How to Fight Back. And they can get a copy of that by simply calling our toll-free number, 800-289-2646. Mention you're a Savage listener, 800-289-2646, and they'll send it out absolutely free, or they'll direct you how to get it at our website, SwissAmerica.com.
Call Swiss America today, watch their DVD, read their new Shrinking Dollar Report.
And Michael, thank you for once again talking about a critical issue that affects every single American. We're talking about our retirements, our college accounts for our children, the way we pay our bills. And Michael, our very way of life could potentially be under attack right now. We either have to lower our standard of living or increase the world's standard of living. We do live in a global environment right now economically. And thank goodness for the Savage Nation and Michael Savage, who once again is on the front edge of a very critical issue that affects every single American. Thank you for being there for us, Michael.
Well, you heard it first here on the Savage Nation. Don't wait to buy gold. Buy gold and wait. You won't be sorry. I'm Michael Savage.